Life is not a spark in space, an episode of Will and Grace. Controversial yet mundane, Deborah's messing with your brain. Even Scientologists know there's more to all of this. Search the ruins for trapdoors, wonder what you're putting.
Every setback is the setup for a comeback. Eric Thomas, a.k.a. E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the SU2G podcast. That's right, the Step Up to Greatness podcast. With me, your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. This is the place to get your tips, your tricks, your inspiration, your motivation, your ideas, your stories, all geared at moving you forward towards a life of greatness. And we are approaching a great new beginning. Yes, the hellhole that has been 2020 is just about over, which means new opportunities, new hope, new ideas, new adventures are all waiting for us. But do you know what else is waiting for us? That dreaded R word, rejection. Yes, rejection. We're going to talk today about how to bounce back, not just from the year that was a dumpster fire of 2020, but how to bounce back from rejection. There are all types of rejection. Your idea might be rejected from work, or you might be rejected for a date. Maybe your latest attempt at writing a book was rejected by the publisher. These things actually happen on a regular basis. Most of us, when it comes to rejection, make two mistakes. We take it personally, and we fail to learn from the rejection. But we got to realize rejection is going to happen unless you hide in your home, but you can still learn to make the most of it. Rejection can actually lead us to stepping into something greater. And I'm going to show you how. First, consider the source of the rejection. Some rejections simply don't mean anything, and there's nothing to learn from it. For example, if you're rejected when asking someone for a date, there's probably not much you can learn. Everyone has their own issues and preferences. However, if you were rejected for a job, there might be something you can glean from the rejection. You might want to approach a career coach on getting yourself ready for those interviews and approaches for a job. Next, you want to seek to grow from the rejection. Use the rejection as a chance to grow and improve. Find out why you were rejected and use the information to better yourself. For example, if you didn't get a job because you were too nervous during the interview, you know what you need to work on. You need to practice your interviewing skills. So look at it as an opportunity to grow. Next, be kind to yourself. If you're not getting rejected at all, you're probably not trying very hard. So be nice to yourself. Remind yourself that rejection is part of the game of life. Encourage yourself to do better the next time. And be persistent. Have perseverance. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Next, when it comes to rejection, talk to a trusted mentor or friend. If you're feeling down, a good friend can give you the emotional support you need at this challenging time. A good mentor can give you advice that will help in the future. Next, you want to remember your successes. You don't fail or receive rejection all of the time. You've had plenty of successes too, so it's important to remember those times and you'll gain back your self-confidence and be ready for another attempt. You can also use the rejection as an opportunity to be excited. Most of success is doing what others aren't willing to do. The average person gives up quite easily. You separate yourself from the pack just by pushing forward and refusing to quit. I remember when I was going for my personal training certification, I just barely missed passing the first time I took the certification exam. Just missed. I probably missed by 3 questions. But I was actually excited that I failed by such a slim margin because I knew I was not far off. But even better, I would have rather missed passing the first time by that slim margin than getting it by a slim margin and possibly injuring somebody. So because I missed by such a slim margin, I actually doubled down. I went back and studied twice as hard, focused on what I really wanted for my future, how I really wanted to help and impact people. And the next time I crushed the exam. So look at it as a way for it to excite you. Like E.T. said, every setback is a setup for a comeback. Another thing you might want to consider is to plan ahead for failure. Expect that you'll face failure and rejection from time to time. If you're ready for it, it will be easier to manage. You might even have a plan in place for how you'll handle failure. When you're prepared for the worst, your fear of it fades. Now, quick note on this. Even though you're planning on the possibility of being rejected, don't expect it to happen all the time. Don't expect the worst. Be prepared for it, but also prepare for the good things to happen. Expect it. Because if you are so focused on getting rejected and the worst happening, then you're probably not going to give the best effort that you can give because you're just counting on already being out. But if you can try as best as you can and know that it's okay if you do get rejected, you're going to have that opportunity to learn from that rejection and do better the next time. So look at the possibility of failure as rejection as an opportunity for you to grow even more. Next, avoid worrying. This might sound easier said than done, but you can choose to not worry about it. Just decide that you're not going to worry about rejection and get on with living your life. It's kind of what I just covered there. Next, avoid making it personal. Now, this one might be hard to do as well. It might be easier said than done, but we don't like rejection because we take it personally. But 99% of the rejection you'll experience has nothing to do with you personally. You simply did the wrong thing or didn't possess the right mix of characteristics at that time. You're constantly evolving. Who you are now is not who you were a year ago or who you're going to be a year from now. We're always evolving. You might not be the right person for a particular situation now, but just like a fork isn't the right tool for eating a bowl of cereal, it doesn't devalue the fork. So who you are now is not who you're going to be. You just might not have the right characteristics right now. Rejection doesn't need to be fatal or final. There are an endless number of opportunities in the world, and rejection is always a possibility. So if you fear rejection, you're severely limiting yourself. Let's just face it, rejection is a common result of reaching for more. Use rejection as a way to further your development and enhance your life. And that's why I love that quote from Eric Thomas. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. And who doesn't love a good comeback story? So even when you fall, even when you get rejected, even when you get turned away, look at the lesson, take what you can from it, then keep moving forward and step up to greatness.